Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast, where we help you crush the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, also known as the ASVAB, in order to achieve your dreams of serving in the United States Armed Forces. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and I'm excited to share my years of experience and expertise in ASVAB preparation with you. In each episode, we'll dive deep into test material, strategies for success, and insights from military veterans and experts. Whether you're a high school student considering military service or a seasoned professional seeking to advance your career, this podcast is your ultimate guide to mastering the ASVAB and achieving your goals. Let's dominate the ASVAB together.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. My name is Mickey Gaminol. I am here with Sergeant Gallagher. He's a 42 Alpha in the Idaho National Guard, and his wife, Jaylin. I'm very excited to have these guys here today. Gallagher, his biggest claim to fame, of course, is that we shared a bunk in basic training. But no, that's just fun. But yeah, he was a great person to have with you in basic training. We did a lot of like taking turns making beds and like kind of dealing with separation from family. Gallagher is like a super grounded guy. One of the best things about having him as a bunkmate was that when everybody was kind of going crazy, he always kind of kept it together. And I think some of that comes because we were two of the older guys. We were two of the OGs in our basic training batch, but he was kind of the leader of our little clan. And that, I think, helped us a lot to stay stable and everything. So without further ado, Sergeant Gallagher, welcome.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that intro. It's nice to be here.
Awesome. Cool, man. So yeah, you just got back from deployment. I know you were in Kuwait and you bounced around a little bit over there. So just kind of generally speaking, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, over in Kuwait, I mean, our biggest priority while we were over there was just to deter Iranian aggression. So mainly just be like a force to be there. Thankfully, while I was there, nothing happened. But, you know, it was one of those things where we were there just to keep Iran from wanting to do anything, say, hey, we're here in case you do anything stupid. So that was our biggest mission there. But we did hop around CENTCOM a lot to different countries, like doing different missions and operations, which, you know, gained a lot of experience from that and just being able to be a 42 Alpha like fully every day for a year and really get to know my MOS. Like that was really nice about the deployment, because a lot of times in the National Guard, you don't always get to do your MOS every drill weekend, especially for like my MOS, you know, because the AGRs, they typically handle most of the day-to-day 42 Alpha work. And so when we drill, we're like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? And kind of get tasked off to do other things. So it was really nice to really understand the MOS and learn it and do it on a day-to-day basis.
You're assigned to a company, right? As a 42 Alpha, you're not in a 42 Alpha unit or anything like that.
So I was with HHC 2116. So like all of our 42 Alphas were in HHC, but we covered the whole 2116 battalion. So I was actually in charge of three different companies while I was over there. We had a total of 9 companies within our task force, about 1,200 soldiers. And I was in charge of 3 of our companies, our Alpha Bravo Charlie. And then I had 3 other counterparts that we divvied the other companies to. So we all worked together on things, but say somebody specifically was like, hey, I have an issue. If they were one of my companies, they were directed to me and vice versa. If it was a soldier from one of my other companies, they were directed to whichever 42 Alpha was that company's representative.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, that's a cool MOS because you are accountable for so many different soldiers. So,
yeah.
And you can kind of make or break people with paperwork, right? I'm sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I'm sure you've heard of great stories of like paperwork moving smoothly and then like horror stories of paperwork not.
Oh, yeah, we had plenty of soldiers. We actually had a lot of soldiers that stayed over from the previous deployment, and they would tell us how different RS one shop was compared to the one that they got originally deployed with, and how we just took care of things. We didn't wait around on things. We got things done. and they were really, you know, soldiers are appreciated when you're like on top of this stuff, because a lot of it's pay related or insurance related. And when you wait on those things, it just affects the soldier and their morale. And so taking care of it quickly and efficiently helped out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. What I've noticed as a PL, even in the National Guard, which of course, as you kind of said, is limited capacity, right? You only get to do your job for 2 days out of the month. And even then you're doing kind of kids gloves job, right? Like you're not going full in to like do your job. But yeah, so I completely agree with you in that everybody touts soldier care, but sometimes you don't see that. So when you start to see it, you'll see your soldiers working harder. So that's great. And I'm sure you were part of that. Like I have no doubt that you were killing it at your job. So that's great. All right, cool. Well, Jaylin, I am very excited to have you. You're the first military spouse I've ever spoken with in this capacity. So can you tell me a little bit about how Gallagher's deployment was for you?
I don't know. It was okay. There were ups and downs. I don't know. For me, it's harder to watch the kids' emotions, because I could deal with my own, but not so well with theirs. So the beginning, our daughter cried probably every night for 3 months. And so that was really hard. I just didn't know how to console her or for her to be okay with it. And then with the time change, they only got to speak to him on the weekends. And that was very brief because they'd be at school. And that was one thing I think I dealt with a lot of anxiety this year, because all the kids ended up, it was the first year they're all in school and Garrett was gone. And it was almost like, well, what do I do? They're all gone. The house is so quiet. And I learned that I had to have a plan and to keep myself busy. And I noticed what Garrett was actually doing. Like, you know, he left and I was like, oh, if I miss like an ingredient for dinner, it's like, well, do I load 3 kids up and go to the store, or do we just go without? Cause that'd be something I'd just call and be like, hey, can you pick this up on your way home?
Right.
And not have to worry about those things. And then it's like in my calendar, I was like, okay, I need to check the water softener, I need to check this and all the things that he did. And like, he got back and he's like, did you get the van service? And I was like, no, I just waited.
Yeah. For you to come back. 12 months, no oil changes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you just notice those things that you take for granted, or it's like, oh man, sometimes you get frustrated. Like, oh, why aren't you doing more for me or for the kids? And it's like, oh, you're doing this, 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 and now I have to do it. Mm-hmm. And so, so it was a lot of learning. And it's with the technology, it made it so nice, because I talk to him almost every day.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I work from home part-time. So yeah, he would call like on my lunch and we would have a conversation. It's FaceTime, so it's even face-to-face. But yeah, and the military had a lot of resources, and they reach out to you every month, and that was nice. And they have counseling if you need it, but it seemed like after those first few months, we were doing okay on our own. And then it was just exciting when he came home.
Nice.
We planned some fun stuff, and yeah, just the time, like, it kind of felt like it flew by.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. You guys are like such a power couple. You know, I could tell while Gallagher was at basic training, just based on how much he missed you, that you guys were a really good team. Right. And so I can see exactly what you're talking about, where you don't necessarily know everything that you rely on him for until you're not getting it, right? Until it's not getting done. So I can completely appreciate that. And it's also a really weird question, right? Like, how was deployment? Because it's a year long of your life. And so people always like to ask questions that are just, how was this? And then you're supposed to like give an answer. But I think you give a, like, it's very, it's a long time, but at the end, looking back, it was shorter. Is that, yeah. Am I right in saying that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Was it the same for you, Gallagher, while you were out there too?
Yeah, I mean, I've served a mission. So, I mean, I was gone from home for 2 years for that. And so it kind of reminded me similar to that, where it was like the beginning is really slow going because you're getting to know what you're doing and into a routine. But once you hit that routine, it just, yeah, you hit the end and you're like, oh, wow, it's been here. It's over, you know? So while you're in it, it's slow. But then the weeks go by and then a month goes by and another month. And next thing you know, you're home and you're like, oh, wow, that actually wasn't that bad.
Nice. That's great. That's great. Jalen, do you have any advice for people, for military spouses who have the spouse that are deployed now? Is there any suggestions or tips and tricks from your experience?
Just keep yourself busy and positive and have a good support group. I think that's one of the biggest things is I had a group of ladies here, even though we're in a newer home and a newer neighborhood, there was a group of about, I think, seven of us that started a book club, but kind of turned into, yeah, we read the book, but let's bring like our favorite household item and share, or like our favorite makeup product. So we became good friends. And so that was nice. And they're in the neighborhood. So if I had a sick kid, all I had to do was in the group chat, you know, say, hey, can someone take the other kids to school, or can you take them to church, or I need some medicine. So yeah, a support group is key. And, yeah, and just be, I think too, give yourself permission to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay, to feel sad and those types of things. And you just give yourself permission to like mourn the separation and all those things.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I think I agree. I think a lot of it comes from you guys' faith, because you guys are pretty faithful and everything like that. So when you look back at something, like I want, like my reaction is to ask you, you know, 1 to 10, what do you think of it? But I feel like in the grand scheme of things, you guys kind of have a longer game as far as things go. Like you don't judge things that happen in that way. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Cool. No, that's great. And I think, I mean, honestly, I think the community thing is great. I know Gallagher builds communities everywhere he goes. Like we had a really close-knit group right away in basic training. And you kind of have to, right? Because like drill sergeants they're pressuring you to either grow together or fall apart. So, you know, it's definitely a bit of a pressure cooker, but I think that community stuff goes a long way for sure. Cool. So Gallagher, I just want to ask you, like, generally speaking, how was your ASVAB experience? How'd it go for recruiting? And kind of all that.
I mean, for me, the ASVAB wasn't that bad, but I mean, I took it when I was older. I'd already been through college. So, you know, I feel like if I were back in straight coming out of high school, maybe didn't have as many classes on some of the subjects on the ASVAB, it probably would have been harder. But I'm grateful to have had the knowledge that I had when I took the ASVAB, because getting a good score on the ASVAB, obviously it just opens up so many doors for you, as far as, you know, you can kind of choose your MOS if you're like National Guard kind of thing, or just more options for MOSs that you might enjoy versus, well, here's what you get kind of thing. So my ASVAB experience was actually really good, because I came out happy with my score. I could pick whatever MOS I wanted. So it was kind of nice to have that option. But like I said, you know, if I had come straight out of high school, I probably would have needed some help with that for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's great. Jalen, how was it? I met my wife now when I was going into, when I was trying to get recruited. And so she had to be like supportive of me joining the Army. How was it for you as he was going through and all that? Because you guys were married before he even considered service. Is that right?
Yeah, when he decided to join, we were kind of transition phase, because he had finished college and had decided he wasn't going to further his education. And we were going to leave Idaho for him to do that. So he was kind of looking for something and just asked me if he wanted, if what I thought of it. And I've always been the type of person, he's going to do this for the rest of his life. Like, I want him to be happy. If it's something he wants to do, I want him to do it.
Nice.
So I was supported. Yeah. Just like, go do it.
Nice. Was it something you wanted to do, Gallagher? Did you feel like it was something you had to do, or did you feel like it was something you kind of wanted to
get it? I had to do, but just like she said, I was at a transition. I was like, I need something more than just my job. You know, like, I was working at managing an optometry office and doing that every day. And it was kind of like, well, I need something a little bit more. I had a buddy that was in the Utah National Guard. So I was like, hey, tell me about your experience. Because the thought kind of came to my head, like, hey, what about National Guard? It's, you know, you get the weekend thing and I could fit it into the schedule. And he told me he enjoyed his experience. And it just was kind of one of those things where then, you know, you pray about it. It's like, yeah, I think this is what I want to do. Then went and talked to a recruiter, and the recruiter that I got was the right person for me. He made it super easy and worked really well with me. Didn't feel pressure at all to join, but I was like, you know, when I went into his office, I'm like, hey, I'm ready to do this. So what do I got to do? And, you know, so I made it easy on him too. He didn't have to pitch it to me or anything like that. So, but yeah, I'm glad that I did it.
Do you feel like it fills that part that you were looking for? Like you said, that this was kind of instead of going to school or doing something different. Do you feel like it kind of fills the gap?
I think thus far it has. I mean, it's given me a lot of, you know, different experiences, things that I've done that I would not have been able to do if I hadn't made that choice. Like, you know, a couple of years back, I got to shoot an Abrams tank. You know, you don't normally 42 office don't get that opportunity, but, and people in general, unless right. You're like a tanker. So being able to say like, I did something like that, or, you know, even I went to basic training and, you know, or I did this or that, and like, even with the deployment, to be able to be like, hey, like, I got deployed, I, you know, went and served my country. And even while we were over there, I did, you know, I got to do some things that, you know, I wouldn't have otherwise had the opportunity to do. So, it's, you know, being deployed obviously was a little more of that. It wasn't a one weekend drill kind of thing. It was, you know, it was a commitment, but it's also something that, you know, could happen when you sign on that line. But I don't have any regrets of joining. And I do think that those parts filled that. And it also is potentially, you know, can open up different avenues and opportunities further down the road.
Yeah, I completely agree. I wouldn't have the job that I have now, not the ASVAB thing, but the full-time job that I do also, I wouldn't have it if I didn't join the military. So it opens up a lot of doors. I completely agree with that. Cool, man. Cool. Is there anything else that you want to say? Any other like thoughts that you have on your deployment and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, so I know it's a long time, and I mean, obviously the way I was deployed, I didn't have a choice. You know, it was my unit got picked and we were going kind of thing. And but it was a great experience. And it was one of those things where, you know, with the National Guard, you know, I'd do the weekend drill, you know, and people would see me in uniform and be like, oh, thank you for your service. And I'm like, you're welcome, but I haven't done anything. Where, you know, having that deployment, having that experience, I'm like, I've done something now. Yeah. I went to a foreign country. I went to multiple foreign countries, places I would never have gone if I didn't get deployed. I did things on the deployment that I probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to do if I just even being in the National Guard here in Idaho. So, you know, for anybody that's, you know, thinking about deployment, I mean, yes, it's a long time. It's a huge commitment, but it's a good experience. It's a, you know, a life-changing building experience, not only for yourself, but if you do have a family, you can keep those relationships strong. I mean, the technology is great. Like she said, I FaceTimed every day. So it wasn't like, sometimes it lagged, but for the majority of the time, it was great communication, clear video. And so it was, it's not like the, you know, you hear people say like, oh, I got to call home once a month and talk for 30 minutes. It's, you know, you, if you want to communicate with your family every day, you have that opportunity, even if, even though I was, you know, 7,000 miles away. So, like I said, if anyone is thinking about it, I recommend it. I had a good experience. I had a good team though. My NCO was great. My officer was great. Our, the whole team I worked with just worked really well together. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff done and everybody loved the work that we did over there as an S1 shop. So
you got a lot of coins, yeah, and organizations, and they're using, are they going to use some of your software?
Maybe there's a product I built while I was over there on Excel to help track different things. And, you know, my NCO shot it up to the brigade level and said, hey, one of my soldiers built this, and they thought it was pretty cool. So, you know, just experiences like that. But I recommend it if someone's thinking about it.
Nice. You sound pretty proud, Jalen. Are you, is that?
I am proud of him. So even from the get-go, they gave him something. I forget what they had you do, but as soon as he was in Texas, it's like he had a desk in an office and they said, we want you to be in charge of this. So, yeah, I'm proud of him and for what he does. And he is, like you said, he is a good leader and he works hard. Mm-hmm. And I see that here. And sometimes I'm like, we need to play more. come play with the kids tonight. Like, if you want to go have some fun. But no, he's a hard worker.
Yeah. So. No, I got to tell you a story. We were probably 2/3 of the way through basic training. And, you know, I was just above everything. I was like, oh, I'm over this. I'm over the drill sergeants, da, 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 da. And, you know, they rush us into formation, right? And I basically, you know, I'm ready to BS with my buddy. I'm like, oh, Gallagher, what's up with this stuff? You know, just complaining as always. And he turns to me and he says, we go into formation at the position of attention. And so, like, at that point I was like, well, I guess that's not what we're doing today. But yeah, that's it's a different kind of leadership for sure, because I, you know, if somebody else had told me that, somebody younger or something else, I would have written it off, but he'd already earned my respect prior. And so and it ultimately it made me a better soldier, and I'm sure he had that effect throughout the entire time. So it's hard not to be proud of somebody who's doing that. So I think that's great. I think it's awesome that you're so supportive of it. I think that's a really good thing. Do you have any final words, any thoughts or anything like that you'd like to share?
Just a couple of things. One of the things people have asked me the most while that he's home now is like, if it's been awkward, and it hasn't. And I don't know if it's because of like that there is so much contact now with the Wi-Fi and stuff, but it wasn't awkward, or I'm just an awkward person.
One of the things that I thought of is, you know, like coming home, and that I can see helped me was I was busy as soon as I got home. You know, I got three kids and her, and it was just, yeah, there was something planned for like the whole month I had leave. There was like no, like, hey, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this. And so I could see if somebody came home and they're used to every day, their day is scheduled out completely. They knew what they were doing every day for the past year. Now they come home and they're like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And so I could see that being, you know, being stressful, or people getting depressed and things that you hear about, you know, after someone comes off deployment. So, you know, being able to come home and just like have stuff to do, keep you busy, helps out a ton. I know not everyone has kids, but like, you know, find friends to hang out with, find a hobby, find something that every day you can be like, okay, tomorrow I'm doing this and this. And, you know, keep that going. And because when you have that time to sit down, that, huh, what am I supposed to do with my time? That's when you can kind of fall into some funks and maybe do stupid stuff or things that you shouldn't. So that's what I recommend, is just find stuff to do, because it'll help out a lot and make that transition just really smooth.
Yeah, we were really busy because the kids started school, I think, 5 days after he came home. So it was like last minute school stuff, and like he had to take each of the kids on a daddy date, daddy and like daughter, daddy and son and younger son. And then when the kids were at school, I just planned things. We went and floated the river together. We went and had lunch together. He has a hobby. He likes to make things. So he started making some stuff for the house already. He did play video games. He did.
Nice. What's the game of choice? What are you playing over there?
She got me a PS5. So yes. I was playing God of War, Ragnarok.
That's a good one. I love that.
I've been enjoying it.
Yeah. And then some things I noticed, like when he was gone, is like our oldest son was like, I'm not going to miss him. I'm not going to miss my dad. And he was the one that actually cried the most. And then when about a week after he had been gone, he's like, you know what? Dad's more fun than you. And dad does this better and this better. So it's nice to hear him recognize all the things that he did as well. Because I think sometimes he can be stubborn and just like, well, I like mom more. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I actually really like my dad.
That's a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm. He is a mama's boy. He's still a mama's boy. But it was nice to see the boys miss their dad as well.
Nice. That's great. That's really great. I can only imagine. How old are your kids again?
10, 8, and 6.
10, 8, and 6. Cool. And what is it? Girl, boy, girl? Is that right?
Boy, girl, boy.
Boy, girl, boy. So was it the eldest boy that was like, oh, I'm not going to miss him?
Yeah.
I feel like that fits in with the stereotype, right? Is that?
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm. But he did. He definitely had feelings.
He did. Yeah. He, like, our daughter is definitely the most emotional, but yeah, he at night would just tell me how much. And I just recognized each time the kids were acting out or like it was a hard day. That night when I put them to bed, I'd be like, you know what? Do you miss your dad? And they would just break down and say, yeah, I really miss him. And so it was good for them to recognize their feelings.
Right. Nice. You guys are such a glass half full kind of group, you know, it's just so it is positive, you know. I feel like some people would see that they were breaking down while he was away and just think of how negative it is, you know, but having him come back and then having that positivity and seeing the lows as adding to the highs, you know, I think is really insightful. So I think that's great. Cool. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to mention or anything at all?
I can't think of anything.
No. Do you have a Gallagher? I know you're building tables and stuff like that. Do you have an online presence that you want people to follow or anything?
I don't. I do it for fun. I mean, she's asked me a couple times, like, do you want to make this a thing? And I'm like, I don't want to take the fun out of it. I just enjoy being like, no pressure, just get in the garage, build something in it, you know, see how it turns out. And so I'm not sure if I ever want to make it like a career or something like that, just because I enjoy it. It's my thing to go out and what I kind of one thing that I get to do as like a me thing.
Cool. All right, sweet. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. It was great having you.
Yeah, it was great to be here. I appreciate you inviting us down.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Are you considering a career in the military but feeling overwhelmed by the ASVAB exam? Look no further than GammonAllTutors.com for the best ASVAB prep courses. Our courses are designed by experienced instructors to help you master the best sections of the ASVAB exam, including mathematics, English, and general science. We use proven teaching methods and provide extensive practice materials to ensure that you are fully prepared on test day. With GammonAllTutors.com, you'll have access to comprehensive study guides, personalized tutoring sessions, and online practice exams. Our courses are available on demand, so you can learn at your own pace and on your own schedule. Don't let the ASVAB exam hold you back from achieving your career goals. Sign up for GammonAllTutors.com ASVAB prep courses today and take the first step towards a successful military career.